This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A young girl, her mother, and another woman were killed during a Russian missile strike on Kyiv on Thursday. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
The grieving husband of a woman killed during Russian missile strikes on Kyiv overnight into Thursday is saying that they had tried to get to their local bomb shelter during the attacks, but no one could open the door. There were women and children trying to get in, he says, when debris from a missile fell around them. Authorities say several people were killed in the incident, including a young girl and her mother, the 18th such attack by Russia on the city since the start of May. Russia has increased its missile and drone attacks on Kyiv in recent weeks ahead of the expected counteroffensive from Ukrainian forces.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Iran carried out 142 executions in May, marking the highest number of people put to death in 1 month since 2015. More than half of the executions were for drug-related crimes, and the rest were given for the Islamic crimes of blasphemy, adultery, and, quote, spreading corruption on earth. This according to the Oslo-based Iran Human Rights Group. Between January and May, Iran carried out 307 executions. That's compared to 220 executions last year. Last month, the New York-based Human Rights Watch said Iranian authorities' dramatic escalation of executions in recent weeks is a serious violation of the right to life and should bring international condemnation. The World Meteorological Organization has selected Argentinian meteorologist Celeste Saulo to be the agency's first woman secretary general. She takes office in January of 2024. BOA News. The United States issued economic and travel sanctions Thursday on combatants violating ceasefire agreements in Sudan, imposing restrictions on visas and cutting off financial sources for both the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The two sides signed a U.S.-Saudi brokered seven-day ceasefire May 20th, intended to allow for the delivery of humanitarian assistance. They agreed to a five-day extension May 29th. Speaking in Oslo, Norway, Thursday, ahead of the formal announcement of the sanctions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there's evidence the ceasefire is being ignored.
We're seeing actions, again, by both sides in clear violation of the commitments they've made in terms of the ceasefire. That also is not the right direction to be heading, and it's certainly not what's in the interests of the people of Sudan.
In a statement, the U.S. Treasury Department said the economic sanctions are aimed at shutting down the revenue flow from four companies affiliated with both sides, generating revenue from and contributing directly to the conflict in Sudan. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives approved a debt ceiling and budget cuts package to avert a U.S. default crisis. Now it's the Senate's turn. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Senate is expected to act quickly on the package that was negotiated between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Yesterday, the proposal sailed through the House on a bipartisan vote. The hard-fought compromise has pleased few, but lawmakers believe it's better than the alternative, a devastating economic upheaval if Congress fails to act. Biden will be watching the Senate from Colorado Springs, where he's scheduled today to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Donna Warder, Washington.
Zimbabwe's parliament has approved a controversial law that ostensibly promotes patriotism, but has been denounced by the opposition as draconian attempts to stifle dissent ahead of national elections. The bill passed by the lower house criminalizes acts that damage what it called the sovereignty and national interest of the Southern African country. In the most extreme cases, violators run the risk of up to 20 years in prison. The law was approved just hours after the government announced nationwide elections for August 23rd. The Indian government will not consider any proposals for new coal plants for the next 5 years and focus instead on growing its renewables sector. This is according to an updated national electricity plan released late on Wednesday. A temporary pause in the growth of the dirty fuel was hailed by energy experts as a positive step for a country that's currently reliant on coal for around 75% of its electricity. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.